All right. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 3. Tap in before you tap out. Let God be the truth and every man a liar. So here we are. I'm Prophet C.
This is Joel.
All right. And here we go. We're going to kick off episode 3. Think you're going to like this. But before we get into that, man of God, tell me how you think been going so far.
Everything's been awesome, man. Awesome service today. God had been dealing with me pretty much about the topic that we're going to talk about today. And I know the people are excited to hear what we're going to talk about. So let's just jump right on into that. Actually, I want to ask you this time. Mm-hmm. Normally, we do it a little different. But we want to talk to y'all about accountability and how it affects every decision we have in our we make in our life, every situation we're in, and how we try to use accountability to our advantage, but actually it could be to our disadvantage when we don't accept accountability. So, Prophet,
yes, sir.
What do you want to give the people when it comes to the topic of accountability?
That's a good one right there. So many levels of this accountability. Let's go face value when we talk about accountability and what it is. And accountability would be, I think we would define that basically as accepting the responsibility of one's account for something, place, thing, or situation, or whatever, or not like that. So when it comes to accountability, to me, it lays the foundation of almost every relationship that you'll have. Because if you don't have accountability, you can't give away responsibility.
Right.
Like that's how someone responds to their ability to adhere to anything. So now if you don't have no accountability, you can't give responsibility. Now you can't have any productivity.
Mm.
So because you got to have whatever you're doing it to produce something.
Right.
So now if you don't have any accountability, you don't have any responsibility to give to he or she or whatever the case may be, now you're not going to have any productivity. And so if you have no productivity, then guess what? You're not producing, then you're not sustainable.
Right.
So for anything to sustain itself over the test of time, there has to be accountability. So we'll take it, we two are fully able men. As men, we have to be accountable. We have to be accountable in our relationships, on our jobs, or whatever it is that we're responsible for and that we have to do. So I think an age-old thing, if we look at it, let's go back to the garden. If we look at Adam and Eve, the first man,
right,
the first woman, we look at the fall of man and
right.
How, God looks down, he sees Adam is asleep. So he said, hey, ain't good for man to be alone. I'll give him a wife. You know, I'll give him a gift.
So I didn't give him a PlayStation.
One of them PlayStations back then. And,
okay.
And Adam wasn't about no game.
So, right.
He didn't play no games. Adam ain't had time for no games. Like, I mean, he didn't start school because of reset.
Okay.
Adam did not play.
Yeah, okay.
He played the radio. Wasn't no radio back then anyway.
Right.
So he didn't play. So wasn't no PlayStation. Wasn't no games and all that. Cause, you know, people be tripping that. All he do is play video
games. Okay.
Right. Well, bro, what you doing? Wait, they ought to be having any home.
Right.
But if he ain't home, he might be wrong.
Yeah, right.
The video game ain't no bad thing all the time, you know, because it's only so far you can go with a wireless remote.
Right.
But so Adam won't play no games, so you got two of them there. So but let's look at the fall of man. So when Eve listens to the serpent and she eats from the tree of life, she eats the fruit from the tree of life. So when God speaks after Adam eats, when he speaks to him, he says, the woman that thou gave me. Calls me to eat. So Adam then had a lack of accountability. So we can trace the lack of accountability all the way back to the fall of man. And even so, if we look at it today, lack of accountability, it can cause a marriage to fall.
Yes.
It can cause a business to fall.
Yes.
If you go back to the recession of 2008, that was the lack of accountability by the big corporations in the United States of America. Lack of accountability, next thing you know, we all suffer.
Right.
Because guess what? So I think what's happening with the housing market and the insurance policies or whatnot, when somebody said, hey, we're not going to pick this up.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when the housing market was falling, the insurance company would pick it up. When they saw how rapidly that was falling, they said, hey, we ain't going to pick up all this app.
Right.
They said, we're not going to be accountable for this. Regardless whether they got the policy or not, we'll just file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of accountability. That's what people file bankruptcy for. They want absolution to send their debt. They don't want to be accountable about that. That's why you have different chapters of bankruptcy. Some chapters will allow you to be accountable for your debt, and the other chapters allow you to not be accountable. So somebody got to pick up where there's a lack of accountability or whatever that institution is, it falls. So that's what it is. So the accountability must be a foundation and the strength of any institution and that plans on survive. What you think, teacher?
Awesome. That's great, man. Now, what God had given me about accountability was in Acts chapter 9, when Paul, yes, sir, was on his way to Damascus, and Jesus saw him, and he called out to him, Saul, Saul, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, Paul responds, was like, is that you, Lord?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jesus pretty much said, yes, it's me. Well, the first thing that Paul did at that moment was he told him, what would you have me to do?
Immediately accountability.
See, Paul could have been that type of guy. He knew why Jesus was there. Well, at least he thought he did. He could have been that guy to say, well, the reason why I was persecuting Christians and doing the things I was doing because of you. You never gave me a shot, or because of the people around me. Like, you know how we make excuses, kind of deflect. Yeah, people love to deflect instead of saying it's me. Well, Paul, the first thing he said was, or the second thing he said was, what would you have me to do? Now, just think if we all had that mentality and took responsibility for the account of the things that we've done in our past, we would realize that God allowed those things to happen to strengthen us so he can use us. A lot of those are tools to strengthen us. The things that we've done, the things that we hate, the things that we're embarrassed about, we call them mistakes, or, you know, if we just take accountability of them and say, hey, I did this. I was wrong about this. You know what I mean? Then God can now say, hey, this is a person that will take responsibility for their action, and now I can use them for my kingdom. You're not kingdom ready if you're not willing to admit that you are a part of the problem in a lot of situations. Like he was saying earlier, a lot of marriages are destroyed. And I know y'all probably wondering why, man, these guys keep talking about marriage. Because that's what the devil is attacking.
It's a great institution.
It is. And then the devil he's busy at it. So a lot of times a relationship can go bad. They decide to get a divorce. If you ask the husband what happened, he gonna blame book. If he asks her what happened, she gonna blame him. That lack of accountability is what got them to the point that they're at now. No one wants to say, well, I need to fix me. I need to stop being so controlling as a man. I need to stop acting like I have all the answers. And on her end, I need to stop arguing all the time and find the things to argue about. You know what I mean? Or I need to listen more. I need to be more submissive, as the words say. You know, so accountability, you're exactly correct, man. It decreases productivity. You know, and me and him both know that we can tell the tree by the fruit it bears.
Yes, sir.
And if you a tree that is not producing fruit, I guarantee you there's lack of accountability somewhere down the line to where that branch can't grow the fruit that God desired for that tree to be able to grow.
And what did Jesus do when something don't produce?
Cursed it.
He cursed it.
Then he
put it down.
Put it down.
We ain't got no type of things that don't produce something. You know what, amazing, you know, as people might say, yeah, they talking about relationship, they talking about marriage. But this goes way beyond that with accountability. You can go to a criminal enterprise,
right?
And end of the street corner boy. If that corner boy is on that corner, whoever is supplying him the drugs, he expects him to be accountable for that corner. So you know what? So now you go to another business, UPS. If you got a block, a mail route, they expect you to be accountable for that rock that you had. You know, now if you're not accountable for that rock, they gonna find somebody that is.
Right.
Because, hey, you got to get your mail. I got to get my mail. I need my Amazon package. So it is what it is. Right. We got to have accountability. Yeah. So we got to have checks and balances. It's just really important. But in society today, if you look around, I think a lot of the problems we have is a lack of accountability.
I think all of them.
Yeah.
The root of all the problems.
So we got a broken foundation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That, like you said, that's the foundation. If the foundation is broken, you have nothing. It's not going to last. No production, you know, but with accountability, because it's deeper than just even in marriages, like he said, and in institutions, and in the criminal world, you know what I mean? No matter what aspect you look at it, to be able to say, and just think about this for a minute, people, to be able to say, I was perfect in every situation. I did nothing wrong. It was always them. Let me tell you something. I'm a true believer that if about 10 people say the same things about somebody, there's some truth to it. Regardless if you deny it. If ask 10 people, are you mean or are you trustworthy? If 8 of them are saying you're mean, guess what? You're mean.
80%.
Or you're not trustworthy. Yeah, it's 80% check.
Yeah.
You see, but we try to keep people around us that are what we like to call yes men and yes women.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell us when we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Even in the church, they keep yes men around.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are not walking, they walk with God like they're supposed to. No one's going to tell them. They're going to be yes, yes, yes to everything that they say.
Yeah.
But that person should want some accountability of their action, because they need to know that when we're talking about this fruit, other people are going to eat of that fruit, which means that other people are going to be affected by the production that comes from our accountability or lack thereof. You know, so we have to be careful about the fruit that we're producing from the tree, and that the people we keep around us or people that are watching us, because when we lack accountability, that they think it's okay to let accountability to always point the person and say, well, it's his fault. It ain't me. I didn't do nothing. It's him. Well, why did she leave? It's her. She did it. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing wrong. That's a lie.
You know, my brother, I was thinking about somebody you said that about keeping those yes men around us and stuff like that. You know who are always exposed to in these situations?
Do that.
When you got young children.
Right.
The young children, they don't have the fortitude to know to try to protect you from yourself.
They're going to tell the truth.
They're going to tell the truth.
Right.
So you could be, you know, fake out a $3 bill out there, and your little boy, your little daughter going to be looking at you like, that ain't my dad.
Right.
That ain't my mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was thinking too, when you were saying, it's kind of like what we do. When we build yes men around us, or people that are trying to cover our flaws, and they just go along with the facade or whatever, and try to, this great pretending.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like cooking the books.
Yeah.
It's about to cook the books where they write everything down like everything's okay.
Right.
But the truth is everything is wrong.
Wrong.
But eventually that receipt comes full circle.
Right.
You eventually gonna have to pay that bill.
Right.
And in this life we live, you can have all those fake people around you, those yes men around you. Eventually you're gonna have to deal with yourself. You got to deal with the situation and what it is. That 10 out of 10 people say you made it at a junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with that.
Right.
Oh, I'm not mean, am I? You know, I remember having this conversation one time. I think we might have been in high school. And it was over a said person, like, hey, you know, they pretty stuck up. You know, one person was like, they don't treat me like that. And I'm like, I mean, that's when you kiss their butt.
Right.
It's a difference. You know what I mean?
Yes, man.
You know what I'm saying? So if you
kiss their
if you kiss their butt, no, they're not going to treat you like that. But for somebody else that's not kissing their butt,
right,
that's commanding respect, they might seem a little more stuck up. So it can be prospectively to who you are and the position with that person.
Right.
But we got to have accountability. I was thinking about this too as you were speaking. You know, the word is, I say, confess your faults to one another. Right. That's being accountable.
Hey,
that, knowing that, hey, we're not perfect. You know, hey, I got some issues. I got some hang-ups, but I'm just letting you know, hey, just watch me on this right here.
Right.
You know, like many times we'll tell me, hey, I'm weak right here, man of God. I'm need you to watch me right here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the importance of when you do have a, you got a partner, a spoon coon, or whatever you want to call it, somebody in your circle, your prayer circle, in your tribe, or whatever they call it these days, when you got somebody in that accountability partner that can say, hey, I got you. I know you're weak in this area, but guess what? I'm strong right here. And I got you right there. But see, we still got to be accountable. But if you don't let someone know what your fault is, then they can't be accountable to help you in it.
Right.
It's like if I come to you and say, hey, you all right? You said, no, I ain't all right. You know, all right, now I can help you. You open up doors for me. But if I ask you all right, and you say, I'm all right. I'm all right, bro. I ain't going to think no more about it.
Right.
And then you'll die in silence. Or whatever the issue is, you'll suffer that in silence. You know, so that's why we got to confess our faults. We got to admit, we got to be accountable for what we say, what we do, our action, what we don't do.
Right.
We got to be accountable for our faith. Hey, my bad. And we talked about this the other day. Like, I just say, hey, I forgot.
Right.
You know, I forgot. Or
right.
I'm tired. Whatever the case may be, it's on me. I just confess it. I ain't got to make no excuse. Did you really tell me that? Yeah, I told you. Remember what was that?
You remember when we was eating the food and I told her, hey, you know, two barbecue sauces. She said, no, one of you said honey mustard. Yeah. I'm like, no, we said barbecue. Oh, I put that in there wrong. I mean, I'm sure you did. That's okay. But I know what we order. You ain't got to change what we order so you can be right. Be accountable to the fact that you missed the order. That's okay. It's okay.
A good way to look at it as far as life is like God has a bank account with our accounts in it. And in the word accountability, you have accountability.
Yes, sir.
So it's the ability to manage our accounts, the things that we've done. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so if we have the ability to manage our account, then we have a choice to either accept responsibility or not. But when you don't, you kind of lose credit with God because you're not taking account for your account.
You got to swing that on. Accountability.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what it is.
Wow.
And you develop bad credit with God.
So yeah, now
you can't withdraw from that account.
Oh, teach that.
You see what I'm saying? You can't, and God can't use the things that's in your account to make you stronger by God's success.
The account is overdrawn.
Overdrawn.
My God.
Overdrawn. You see what I'm saying? Yes, and then you can't deposit no more in it because you failed to have the ability to manage your account.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So just in closing, you know, because I think it's about that time. We don't want to keep y'all forever. But accountability is something that we all need to work on.
They never
just say, yes, it's me. It makes us stronger to accept our flaws and the things that we've done wrong or whatever. We need to say, yes, I did that wrong. What can I do, God, to make that better or to make me better in that area? So leave it in the comment section how you feel about accountability. Are you used to people being around people who never take accountability for themselves? Or do you know that one person that exists on the whole planet who says that, yes, I'm wrong? You know what I mean? Or, yes, this was my fault, because that's a very, very rare commodity of a person to be able to say, I'm wrong. I will sit up here and be lying if I said I admitted that every single, you know, mistake that I've made. Mm.
Now, I'll admit it to God. Sometimes my ego won't let me say it to Pete. I'm human.
But this is why this episode is helping us as well, because I need to work on accountability.
Who's Baba?
You see what I'm saying? Everybody needs to work on accountability. So, in closing, what would you give the people, you know, as far as how to work on being more accountable about things that you could be embarrassed?
Yes. You know, one thing we'll have to do, people, we have to do it. Everyone has to do it or needs to do it. Every however many step programs that you enter into, the first thing they're probably going to have you to do, first or second thing, is to be accountable. Because so that accountability lays the foundation to the role of a new you, a new better you. So we have to do step examination. They say, hey, where has a lack of accountability hindered me in my walk in this life? In my walk with God, in my relationships, in my entrepreneurship, in my businesses, in all of my affairs, where has the lack of accountability hindered me? And then how do I move forward? So one thing we have to understand, that if we're going to pave a new path to a new life, better relationships, better businesses, better practices, and we're going to build bridges to go to places that we haven't been before, to open up new opportunities and new relationships and new friends and just a better quality of life, we're going to have to be accountable. And so we have to say, hey, I'm going to look at the mirror and I'm going to look at myself and say, hey, I accept myself with the flaws, but I won't stay right here. I can't stay like this. I'll confess whatever faults I have. I'll take whatever accountability. If I was wrong, if I was right, I'll accept forgiveness, I'll offer forgiveness, and I'll move into a new and better me, because I'm paving a new path, and I'm going to pave that path with accountability. So we want to understand this right here, is that this is a tribal thing that we all have to do if we're going to become better than we are today and be better tomorrow. Right. Our kids need to see us be accountable. You know, the future depends on our accountability, because without accountability, there's no responsibility, there's no productivity, and we won't produce anything that's worth living for, that's worth society even sustaining itself. The business won't last with no accountability.
the relationship won't last with no accountability. So as I heard this before right here, we all got to hug the cactus. So hugging the cactus means that we know that it's going to stick us when we hug it. But when we hug it, we're going to become one with ourselves.
Right.
And we'll accept whatever is wrong with ourselves, and then we'll work to better ourselves. So we just thank you guys for tuning in with us. And we ask you just to like, share, subscribe, ask the questions. Ask those questions about accountability. Where has accountability hindered you in your life? Where has you accepted accountability caused you to grow in life? And we just ask you to tune in next time. And this is Prophet C.
Minister Joel.
Hey, we're the Tap Out Boys. This is Tap In Before You Tap Out. Until next time, tap in.
God bless.
God bless.